Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Tuesday, August 23rd, 2016, and we're broadcasting from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live from the Democratic People's Republic of New York. And, of course, we're on CRN, Digital Talk Radio. Hey, do you guys get your feelings hurt on social media, online, on Twitter, on Facebook, Snapchat, Insta, whatever? Well, some people do, and apparently the people at the Cincinnati Zoo, they had their feelings hurt. Remember that gorilla, Harambe, that they had to shoot and kill because the parents weren't watching the kid and the kid fell into the gorilla pit, so they had to euthanize or shoot or whatever the acceptable PC term is for what you do to a gorilla? Well, they weren't happy because there were lots of mean things said about Harambe on Twitter, and they have deleted their Twitter account. They don't want to hear it anymore. Now, there are some social media experts that say you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't just delete your account. And, of course, they're saying that because they have to be social media experts. And if everyone deletes their social media, well, they don't have to be an expert of anything anymore. So, well, the Twitter account is gone. And so don't hurt people's feelings, especially municipal zoos. Do not hurt their feelings on Twitter. All right, today's headlines. Donald Trump has appeared to turn over a new leaf in recent days, giving mainstream media nothing to complain about. They have now turned to trying to compare Trump to Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte. Is this for real? Also, in an effort to prove her good health, Hillary Clinton opens up a jar of pickles on Jimmy Kimmel Live. I promise I will never say the words Hillary Clinton and pickle in the same sentence ever again. And White House advisors trick President Obama into visiting the flood-ravaged state of Louisiana by calling it the country's largest water hazard. All that, plus Donald Trump is now calling for a special prosecutor to investigate the Clinton Foundation. Hillary Clinton plans a speech in Reno. She should go to Rio. In Reno, where she is set to call Trump supporters a bunch of white supremacists. And in an email from the Clinton campaign manager, Robbie Mook, over the weekend, he suggests that the campaign might be running out of money. Are the wheels about to fall off her campaign, or do they just need a little bit more grease? We have all that, plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on the Rhino Report. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Remember to check out RhinoReport.com, RhinoReport.com. We have some new videos up there. We'll put them up right after the show. We have to talk about them here, and then we'll post them there. If you want to write for the Rhino Report, you know how to do it. Send me your article, 400 words or better. If you could, please send it to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at RWBNetwork.com. We'll get you published. We are live right now on Red Nation Rising Radio, and you can always catch the replay of this show on CRN Channel 5 at 9 p.m. Eastern. Download the CRN Talk app. That way you never miss a show. We're always there. And you can catch the show at midnight Eastern on KLRNRadio.com. We have a lot to get to on this Tuesday afternoon, so hang tight. We'll be back in 1 minute, I promise, here on the Rhino Report.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. If you can see my desk right now, there are papers all over it. It looks like a bomb hit my desk. They say a clean desk makes for a successful person, but I think Donald Trump said that's not true, and he's a billionaire, so I might just go with his theory instead. But there's just so many small stories I want to get to today because, well, there hasn't been too much going on with the Olympics. Now, we have the email thing. We have to talk about it again. We've been talking about emails since email was invented, essentially, as it pertains to Hillary Clinton. But first, we sent out our first newsletter last night. If you're a really good listener, you got it. And you got it because you went to rhinoreport.com. And you signed up right there. There's a little prompt box. You put your email in there. We will not sell your email to anybody. Nobody has it. Only I have it. So we're going to send out probably one or two newsletters a week. You can probably bank on 1 week. You'll get the inside scoop, some behind-the-scenes stuff, some things I can't say on air. You know, lots of cool stuff there. And we'll make it nice and short and sweet so it's not like a 20-minute read. I think it was like maybe a 2 or 3 minute read last night. People enjoyed it. So go to rhinoreport.com and sign up right there, and you'll get your newsletter. If you haven't checked out our show from last Friday, got to check that out. That was the August 19th show. That was called hashtag Bonnie and Clyde Clinton. That was our interview with filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, of course, the creator of Hillary's America and a whole bunch of other great films. So you got to check that out on iTunes or TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. Or, again, rhinoreport.com. They're all right there. And make sure you follow the show on Twitter at Rhino On Air. At Rhino On Air. So we got a little housekeeping out of the way. We can get to the stories now. This is a story that didn't really break over the weekend, and it's starting to pick up some traction right now. Now, apparently, there may have been a terrorist attack in this country over the weekend in Virginia. The Roanoke County, to be specific. There was a 20-year-old male named Wasil Faruqi. I think that's how we pronounce it, but we don't really care how to pronounce it. We care about his motive. Now, he apparently tried to behead a man and stabbed a woman. This was outside of an apartment complex, again in Roanoke County. This is according to WDBJ7 out of Roanoke. Some eyewitnesses said that he may have been yelling Allah Akbar. Now, we know that this is what they yell when this is an Islamic State-inspired attack. He may have gone to Turkey. He may have tried to get into Syria to meet with ISIS maybe last year or earlier this year. FBI is a little mum on it. Local authorities are saying we're investigating it. It sounds similar. I know some of you are probably thinking it to yourselves right now, more Oklahoma, where the one terrorist tried to behead, or did behead, the one woman, and then was shot by one of the owners of the company, who also happened to be an honorary deputy and was carrying a firearm. So, hey, look at that. Another check for the NRA and the Second Amendment. We're going to follow this as it kind of develops. Some traction on mainstream media today. Not much. Fox News, you'll see it there. Even Daily Caller and Townhall.com didn't have it. So, not sure what to think of that. But it is a fact that over the last year, every 84 hours, there is a terrorist attack somewhere in the world. Somewhere in the world. It may be small, one or two people. It may be a large-scale attack like we saw in Nice, France. Could be anything. This is not going away. Just because the attacks may seem to be more lone wolf, may seem to be a little bit smaller, does not mean it's getting better. In fact, we saw We saw with the killing of Jihadi John. Remember that? Just a couple of days later, they responded with a terrorist attack in France. Now we're starting to pick up our bombing campaign in Syria and Raqqa and all these areas. So they are going to respond in kind. This is what they do. This is a war. This is a war. This is how wars go. Unfortunately, we have not really declared war on them. They have all-out declared war on us. But the president might not know that because he's golfing. He has very important things to do. He has tea times. He has to talk to people. He has to play out of the sand trap. He's got very important things to do. This stuff with ISIS, it's just not that important. Even though, you know, I agree with Donald Trump. He has kind of gone back on this statement, but Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are the founders of ISIS. That's just how it is. They created the vacuum that created ISIS. Yeah, he apologized for it. I would never in a million years apologize for that. So we'll follow this thing in Virginia, and if we have any updates, we'll bring them to you. But could be another lone wolf attack, ISIS-inspired, in Virginia. All right, Donald Trump, let's talk about him for a few minutes. He's calling for a special prosecutor to look into the Clinton Foundation. Now, the Clintons are not real big on special prosecutors. They don't, you know, they've had their time with them. Kenneth Starr, of course, we're talking about the mid-90s, who investigated them twice, actually. A lot of people just remember the Monica Lewinsky thing, but he also investigated them with Whitewater and all sorts of stuff. Now, this is something that will probably be a binding factor for the Republican Party. They have tried everything to bind this party up. Now, you're going to have the top, the elite GOP, the big donors, that really we get to see now what they're made of. Are they really Republicans, or do they just want access, as we saw from Meg Whitman, the CEO of Hewlett-Packard, who was a big-time GOP donor and is now giving big money to Hillary Clinton. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But we're going to have the elite. They're always going to be there, the big donors. It's getting everybody else together. Now, the Trump campaign has tried with reaching out to Ted Cruz a little bit, trying to make nice with some of the GOP establishment figures. It hasn't really gone that well. There is some unity, but every single poll, no matter how bad the sampling is, his GOP support is not where it needs to be. If he's at 90% right now, this isn't a contest, and that's something you can't hide in these commissioned polls. You won't be able to hide that. But right now he's hovering somewhere in the 72 to 78 range, not much more than it was pre-convention. In fact, after the convention, he had a little bump. He was in like the 82 area. 80 to 82, and it's fallen back a little bit. Now, we had a rough couple of weeks, I understand that. And it doesn't matter how rough Hillary's weeks get, because mainstream media just keeps covering for her. This is the new norm. But Donald Trump, he needs to somehow bind everybody together. And perhaps calling for a special prosecutor might be something that sort of does that. Because the establishment was looking at this for a little while. They didn't want to be the ones to say anything because they can't really have an opinion. They don't want to say anything. They don't want to offend anybody. They really play into the hands of the Democrats. But there are a lot of improprieties here. There's quite a few. I mean, you have phone calls, 148 phone calls in the State Department call logs that Cheryl Mills received from Laura Graham, who just happened to be, the Clinton Foundation's chief operating officer between 2010 and 2012, of course, during the time Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State and Cheryl Mills was her top aide. If this was anybody else, with this amount of evidence against them, they'd be playing Don't Drop the Soap for the next 15 to 20 years, but not Hillary. We'll talk about this when we get back here on the Rhino Report. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. And when something's good, you don't forget how good something good really is. It's the little things that count, like Columbo's salads. They're fresh, crisp, cold, and delicious every time. Service that's friendly, not fawny. Then there's Columbo's mouth-watering steaks, their flavor-filled fish specialty, and Columbo's crowd-pleasing Italian goodies, plus jazz every night. And don't forget the meatballs. At Columbo's, you can't forget how good something good really is, and it's all so affordable. That's why, when you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Mangia.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company, and you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about Donald Trump and his call for a special prosecutor to probe the Clinton Foundation. Now, and I think when Bill Clinton hears the word probe, it's something completely different. But in Akron, Ohio, last night, Donald Trump said that the FBI and the DOJ just cannot be trusted. They can't be trusted to impartially investigate Hillary Clinton's crimes. And that is 150% correct. We look back to James Comey, and we've been talking about this for months now, right? Two months maybe, whatever it's been. He reads off a 14-minute indictment, and that essentially says, even though there was gross negligence, carelessness, she's just kind of too stupid to realize what she was doing was wrong. Now, we're looking for the smoking gun. The smoking gun being that Hillary Clinton knew, right? We're looking for that intent. Because they said since there was no intent, this was not a crime, which I call BS on every single day of the week. You do not need intent to have a crime happen. I've referenced manslaughter, a charge in most states in this country. You did not intend to kill the person, but your actions led to it. That's called manslaughter. There's no intent in there. Now, we don't think she killed anybody, well, herself anyway, and he's saying the FBI, the DOJ, they can't be trusted. He said in a quote, the Clintons made the State Department into the same kind of pay-to-play operation as the Arkansas government was. Pay the Clinton Foundation huge sums of money and throw in some big speaking fees for Bill Clinton, and you got to play with the State Department. That's what he says. This was last night in Akron, Ohio. And then we see Judicial Watch. Thank God for Judicial Watch. They're getting some of these emails, some of these phone calls released through their FOIA request, the Freedom of Information Act. And we see that Uma Abedin may have provided some expedited access to the Secretary of State for the Crown Prince of Salam, Crown Prince Salam, Solomon, whatever his name is, of Bahrain. Now, Bahrain, of course, a Muslim-run country that kills gays and lesbians, but that's besides the point. We'll still take money from them, right? The Clinton Foundation will still take money from them. The Crown Prince Salman of Bahrain. And this all started with one of the Clinton Foundation's top officials, Doug Band. All right? Doug Band had notified Aberdeen and said, listen, this guy, this Crown Prince, he needs to talk to Hillary Clinton. He's, quote, a good friend of ours. Now, that may not mean something to a lot of people, but I've seen Donnie Brasco, so that means a lot to me, right? There's a good friend of ours and a good friend of mine, referencing some terminology from Cosa Nostra. A good friend of ours means you're kind of in the club, right? A good friend of mine's mean, you know, this is someone I trust. They're not in our club, but I trust them. A good friend of ours. Go watch Donnie Brasco. You'll see just exactly what I'm talking about. Now, that was a true story. Now, I'm sure there was some dramatization involved there. I get that. But it was a true story. So, we have those. We have the 148 messages from Laura Graham, the chief operating officer of the Clinton Foundation, to Cheryl Mills, who was, at the time was working for the State Department. There are a lot of improprieties here. There is enough for a special prosecutor, no doubt. No doubt. Now, the Republicans may get on board with this. There's a few rumblings, some grumblings from the establishment saying, you know what, maybe Donald Trump isn't so far off here. Maybe at least he has the cojones to say something because they don't want to get involved. They can't lose a vote. They can't lose their jobs. They don't want to get real jobs. They can't be one of us. They can't be a commoner. So Donald Trump leading the charge here. Maybe. Could this be one of the things that brings everything together? Now, this would never happen. Donald Trump wants it to happen tomorrow. Will never happen tomorrow. In fact, it will take months and months beyond the election. And then you start worrying about, if Hillary Clinton wins, do you have a president that is now under indictment? And that gets, you know, brought up on charges. And then we're stuck with Tim Kaine. Tim Kaine. I'd rather be stuck with Mike Pence. Tim Kaine. So, again, if this was any one of us, any of us that had all of these problems over our head and all of this, I mean, this is real, tangible, actual evidence against us, we'd be doing 15 to 20 years in the pokey playing Don't Drop the Soap. That's what we'd be doing. Clinton's above the law. Once again, above the law. Well, mainstream media and other media outlets, they don't want to get into this. No, this does not suit the narrative. They don't want to talk about it, especially places like the Huffington Post. Huffington Post, which is, you know, of course, a very credible media source. When you're looking for good news, you got to check out HuffPo. That's what you got to check out, right? Wrong. Definitely not. They have likened Donald Trump to Ryan Lochte because, you know what, they just can't report facts anymore. They can't report issues because when Donald Trump sticks to the issues, mainstream media has nothing. They have nothing. So they gotta say that these guys are bros. That's what Cynthia Dill writes from the Huffington Post. They're bros.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right. For you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash. According to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us. The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Alright guys, welcome back to today's Tuesday show. Before we were rudely interrupted, we were talking about mainstream media and even alternative media, and their complete inability to demonstrate any sort of impartiality. This year has been terrible. Absolutely terrible. Now we're talking about this Cynthia Dill. I don't know what it is today about pickles. We have Cynthia Dill, we got Hillary and pickles coming up. Something about pickles today on today's show. She says, how much do you want to bet that Ryan Lochte is a Donald Trump supporter? She says that in her article. And is it me, or does shirtless Lochte in the pool resemble shirtless Putin, Trump's idol on a horse? Well, all right, I'm going to call it out here. So Ryan Lochte actually endorsed Barack Obama in 2012. So not many people who were 2012 Obama supporters are 2016 Trump supporters. Now, there are quite a few 2008 Obama supporters who have now discovered that they may have been a little stupid back in the day, and now they're voting for Trump, but very few. Because people who drank the Kool-Aid twice, they are not, these are ideologues. They are not voting for Donald Trump. So she didn't do her research, which is pretty normal of Huffington Post to not do their research, unless they want to do a hit piece. If they want to do a hit piece that's better than this. This was poorly written. It was a bad article. Then they do a lot of research. What else do we have? We have Lance Gould, the Huffington Post executive special projects editor. Again, long titles for people that do nothing. The less you do, the longer your title is. That's always been the case. He writes hashtag Lochte Lied and that guarantees him a position on Trump's communications team. Oh, we have never read Robbie Mook's stuff before. The AP, they wrote an article that says, for Trump and Lochte, the delicate politics of contrition, that was the title of it by Nancy Benack. And then she says in this article that neither one, Lochte or Trump, ever fully owned up to exactly what he did wrong. What did Trump do wrong? I'm curious. I'm all ears. What has Trump done wrong? You want to tell me? Send me an email. Tell me. I'm listening. Salon, if you look to Salon for any sort of information, well, then you probably don't listen to the show because three-quarters of your brain doesn't work. But Salon's Andrew O'Hare said that Lochte and Trump, their type of person leads to a steep decline in American democracy. They're two clowns. They epitomize the disordered state of the American psyche circa 2016 almost too perfectly. That's what he says. He says Lochte and Trump are a pair of arrogant, ignorant jerks who believe that neither conduct nor character actually matters, and who feel entitled to rescue themselves from any sticky situation through the strategic application of lies and money. That's from Salon's Andrew O'Hare, another real big brain trust. All right. So, mainstream media, alternative media, they don't care about facts. They don't care about facts. And, listen, Disney, not much better. They are, they're in full damage control now for Hillary Clinton. Full damage control. She was on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night. She won't go to Louisiana. She won't do a press conference, but she'll appear on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and she tells him, oh, you can take my pulse, and he takes her pulse and goes, oh, there's nothing there. And they all joke around about it. This is all kind of in response to Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who just said she looks sick and tired, and I agree. She looks really sick and really tired. And then she says that the National Enquirer had predicted she'd be dead in 6 months. She says, with every breath I take, it's like a new lease on life. It should be, with every free breath I take, it's a new lease on life. Because she's lucky not to be in Danbury right now. This all culminated. This whole interview culminated. It wasn't very long. It was a few minutes. With Jimmy Kimmel said, if you want to prove how healthy you are, why don't you open this jar of pickles? And he puts a jar of pickles on his desk. And she looks like she's struggling for a minute, right? Like we all do. Doesn't matter how strong you are. A jar of pickles is never easy to open. I can attest to that. So she kind of struggles for half a second. Then she opens it. And it looks like she won the lottery when she opens it. However, if you pay very close attention, there was never a pop. There was never a pop. Now, every single jar of pickles I have ever opened in my life, there's a pop. And there's a good loud pop, too, from that little cap popping up on the top. No pop. So this, obviously, very, very cleverly staged. A lot of people picked up on that. That did not go without notice. I bet Uma Abedin probably opened it beforehand, and then they retained Cheryl Mills as counsel for the pickles, just in case something went wrong there. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. But she's in California. She did Jimmy Kimmel. And she can't go to Louisiana. Can't go there. There's a lot of walking around there. She'd have to be seen kind of like not behind podiums and stuff. This is kind of very FDR of her, right? You always see her behind some kind of big podium or on a stage with some kind of wall in front of her. Very FDR-like. Who, of course, we're talking about was trying to hide the polio for a long time. Now, ABC, of course, is a Disney company. Disney company. And just so happens that earlier that day, she was at a big shindig, about $100,000 per person. Shindig with the CEO of the Walt Disney Corporation, Bob Iger. Yeah, just earlier that day, Peter Sheridan was there, DreamWorks chief animator there, Jeffrey Katzenberg, he was at this little shindig. The LA 2024 Olympic bid chief, Casey Wasserman, she was there. Will Farrell was there. Tony Goldwyn was there. Hewlett-Packard CEO Meg Whitman, she was there. Former GOP donor, of course, now turned Hillary supporter because she knows she can buy Hillary. Can't buy Donald. You can buy Hillary, though. So she was there. This was $100,000 per couple. And there were about 80 people that attended. So do the math. That's $4 million she made by being in California. She would have made no money off of Louisiana. She would have made no money there. So she decided to go on Jimmy Kimmel, let ABC do a little bit of stuff for her, some magic opening pickle jars. She made actually about a sum total of $5.35 million yesterday when you factor in a shindig she went to at Magic Johnson's house. Yeah, 500 guests there. Denzel Washington, Samuel L. Jackson, Barbara Boxer, L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti. And today she's going to meet with, well, some more Hollywood types. She's going to have a little luncheon with Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. Jennifer Aniston should be there. Tobey Maguire should be there. Scooter Braun. Whose name is Scooter? If you name your kid Scooter, you need to get punched in the gut. All right, guys, we got more to talk about, but she is not going to Louisiana. She's going there when the time is right, and that's probably when the water's gone. I'll be back in a minute. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. And when something's good, you don't forget how good something good really is. It's the little things that count, like Columbo's salads. They're fresh, crisp, cold, and delicious every time. Service that's friendly, not fawning. Then there's Columbo's mouth-watering steaks, their flavor-filled fish specialty, and Columbo's crowd-pleasing Italian goodies, plus jazz every night. And don't forget the meatballs. At Columbo's, you can't forget how good something good really is, and it's all so affordable. That's why, when you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Mangia.
Welcome back to today's Tuesday edition of the show. We're talking about Hillary, fundraiser Hillary. She has a big day lined up today. Big day. She has to have lunch with Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. She's going to meet with Jennifer Aniston. All right. She's got a lot of stuff planned today. Yesterday, she raised like $5.5 million and then did Jimmy Kimmel. Like, I mean, come on. How many of us can make $5.5 million in one day and then go on a nightly talk show? It doesn't happen. She's not normal. She's not a human. She's not one of us. Don't let her fool you. She's not one of us. But she does have some travel planned today, because after she meets with Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, big policy advisors, I'm sure these people are very, very smart. Very smart. These Hollywood types, they are just smarter than all of us. She's going to go meet with Tim Cook, yeah, the CEO of Apple. So, doesn't care about you guys, doesn't care about me, cares about money, cares about power, cares about influence. That's it. I've been saying it for years, we need to boycott Hollywood. Need to boycott Hollywood. Everything they do, every time they open their mouths, every single time, and they want to talk politics and policy, it's an appeal to unqualified authority. They are not qualified to speak on the subject. But their check's clear. And that's why Democrats love them. Absolutely love them. All fundraisers, no press conferences, 262 days since her last press conference, no rallies, and when she holds rallies, like 13 people show up. And they're just people they kind of like bust in from the old age home that's nearby. They're half asleep. They're looking for the apple juice. They're half asleep. All about the money. All about the money. Crazy. But she'll get to Louisiana at some point. At some point. People are crying. Donald Trump shows up and they're crying. We knew you'd be here, Donald. And he's handing out stuff. He didn't want the media there. Not that they would have covered it anyway. But he didn't want them there. He went there to help. Mike Pence went there to help. Obama, he was playing golf. Well, he interrupted his golf for a fundraiser with Hillary Clinton, but not to go help the people of Louisiana. The same two that crucified George W. Bush for flying over Louisiana after Katrina are the same ones that just didn't have time to go. She couldn't milk them for money, and he's not running for re-election. Why would they go? Money and power. Money and power. Always. Every single time with these Democrats. Nothing real about them. The only thing real are their motives. All right. Well, she's looking for money, it sounds like, because, campaign manager Robbie Mook, he says in an email to their supporters over the weekend, this is how elections are lost. Quote, our poll numbers are holding steady, which is good. We're growing our field organization, building out neighborhood teams and communities all over the country, which is even better. But that's happening at a time when our fundraising levels are frankly dipping. So are they really running out of money? I mean, $5.5 million in one day. Are they really running out of money? Or is it just give us everything you got? All right, the guy sounds like a holy roller. Whatever you got, pass the pan along. Put in whatever you can spare, because we need your money. I don't think they're out of money, but if they are, ruh-roh, because Donald Trump's got plenty of it. Plenty of it. And he's got his ads starting. They're starting to roll out in some swing states. I think we have Ohio and Pennsylvania and Florida. Some good swing states. The ads are rolling. Now, some of the polls lately, they weren't really in his favor at the moment. But I think the Hillary camp is shooting off an awful lot of rounds right now. An awful lot of rounds. And Donald Trump taking this campaign to the issues. They are trying to get him off the issues. And they're going to try again. They're going to try in Reno. Okay? This is the next attempt. On Thursday, Hillary is going to head to Reno and essentially call all of Donald Trump's white supporters white supremacists. That's essentially what she's going to do. She says they're going to deliver a speech to address Donald Trump and his advisors' embrace of the disturbing alt-right political philosophy. This alt-right brand is embracing extremism and presenting a divisive and dystopian view of America, which should concern all Americans, regardless of party. That's what they're doing. This is going to be yet another attempt to drag Donald Trump in the gutter to defend his supporters. They've tried everything. Let's attack the wife. Let's attack the kids. Let's attack the company. Let's attack Atlantic City. Everything. They have tried everything. Now, let's attack the supporters. Now, this is only 2 weeks. Now, 2.5 weeks. After her riveting acceptance speech. I'm calling on everybody. Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, blah, 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 blah. Oh, now 2 weeks later, because you see the trend lines moving, now you're going to come after us? Yeah. Money and power. That's what it is. That's what it's always been. That's what it always will be. Donald Trump will, of course, issue a statement. He has some good campaign managers now, so I think he will just issue a statement and not go total bulldog on her. And I don't think he's going to go total bulldog on her when it comes to these debates either. I think it's to lay low, be polite, and just watch her go off the rails. That's what I think it's going to be the first time around. The second and third debates, who knows? Who knows? But you can show her getting upset, getting angry, getting flustered, and it does the same thing. The same thing it did to Donald, it will do to her too. He will defend his supporters. He's a New Yorker. He's not going to let her bash his supporters. But he's going to do it in the new Donald Trump way. That much I am almost confident of. All right, we get back. I got a new poll I want to talk about. And where can you sign a waiver to not say the Pledge of Allegiance? You won't believe it. We'll be back.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus great your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, we're nearing the end. Nearing the end of today's edition, today's Tuesday show. I was going to talk about immigration a little bit, but there's no time for that. Donald Trump has postponed his immigration speech in Colorado that was scheduled for this Thursday. So it's postponed. I'm not sure if we're changing the policy or if he's just trying to get the media cycle off of this because everyone's talking about it right now. Is he going to change? Is he going to not deport people, deport more people? You know, everyone's talking about it, so maybe trying to get the media cycle changed first and then go and do this. I had said yesterday, I have a great plan. We build a wall, number one. We make English our national language, number two. And then number three, tough process, my 10 and 12 plan. 10 and 12 plan, you pay returns 10 out of 12 years. Otherwise, you're out. Gone. You committed a felony. Ever committed a felony or a misdemeanor in the last 3 years, you're gone too. You want to hear my plan? I had it yesterday. I solved a lot of problems yesterday in 5 minutes. I solved the immigration problem, and then I reduced our national debt by 20%. I did it in 5 minutes. 5 minutes, not complicated stuff. All right, so we're not going to talk about immigration. Maybe tomorrow. New poll here, NBC SurveyMonkey. This is about one of the worst polls you could find, but it's new. 17,459 adults who say they are registered to vote conducted online between August 15th and August 21st, so not one that's been embargoed for 100 years, and that's because, the way the questions were asked were definitely leading. Hillary has an 8-point lead in this poll. She's 50 to Donald Trump's 42. Now, they say, right, when they do the explanation, virtually unchanged. It was 9 points last week, but it's virtually unchanged this week to 8 points. Well, if it had gone to 10 points, they would have said she widened her lead, right? It's all about the terminology, all about the terminology. So she's down from a 9-point lead last week to an 8-point lead this week. And when you throw in the law firm of Johnson & Stein in the four-way matchup, it drops to only a 5-point lead, 43-38. Johnson gets 11. That's a high for him. But again, this is a very suspect poll. Very suspect poll. Anything with SurveyMonkey is suspect. Green Party candidate Jill Stein gets 5. That's a high for her. I would say we're about 2 or 3% off on both of those. They say their margin of error is 1.1%. And again, that's what they're sampling. The margin of error is with their sampling. It's not a general number. They're saying their sampling could be off 1.1%. All right, so don't get that mixed up. Trump has 50% of the white vote. Clinton has 41%. That would be low for Trump if this is true. She has 87% of the black vote. He has 8% of the black vote. That's down for her. Like, she had 93% last time. Hispanic, she wins 73-22. He's closing the gap there, too. But again, this SurveyMonkey poll, very suspect. 65% of registered voters think that race relations in this country are getting worse. All right. 54% of those are Clinton supporters, and 78% of those are Trump supporters. So Trump supporters seem to be more worried about race relations. They're more worried about it than the Clinton supporters. Who else do we have here? Trump is ahead with men by 6. Clinton is ahead with women by 21. That is totally off. Totally off. I would say he's up by men with 12. She's up by women with 11 or 12. 11 or 12. They're about 10 or 11, 12, each of them. They ask a bunch of questions about equality here. Are men and women equal? Gender equality. Tons of these questions. And I want to know when they ask them. Did they ask them before the other questions or after? Because that plays a big role in how you lead the surveyor. Whoever's being surveyed, that is a leading question. All right, guys. I think that's about it for today. We'll get to this Pledge of Allegiance story tomorrow. It's really important, but it's not going away. A big thank you to all of those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out. I'm back. Back in New York.